Hallgjörn, hallo Hallgjörn. Da oi, de shoven yachad in sibol shnar al davar oven shbe not mit khaver ve sibol shnar al davar shbe not mit mlokim. Now this toelis that we've been discussing, which is the toelis of putting the aver on people's radar, that people should be more careful with the aver, etc. So that entire concept is true whether the aver has been on l'chayer or been on ain mutter l'sapra alav afil yishlamu kol apratam anal shabesiv beis elam kein ra alav she'oiches ba va'oisar as a common problem of amazed. You have to know the guy's still holding in that avera. Udavar meforce of kol shu aser, which we already mentioned in klal dalid seif zayin shabaran davazev kol pratos. Okay, that was more like an aside. Okay. Why is this condition? Why does he mention this all of a sudden now? It has to be that he's still holding by it, and it has to be that he did it many times, because you're talking about Ben Makai. It sounds like if you were talking about Ben Amal Chaver, you wouldn't have this condition. So what's the difference? Why not?
Both of you,
So Pashpshah, you would say because Ben Amal Chaver, the main point is you're trying to help the victim.
or it's more obvious that you do something wrong. What else can happen? Yeah, it's after maybe another mocker.
Macho!
No, it's for him because you'll convince him, you embarrass him enough that he'll go back to.
Where, in the case of the
Been
Ben
on
Chaver?
the market. What's the point of you?
I think we're trying to be Magane Be'ineh
All for everybody else.
Abrius.
No, so if that would be the reason, then why does it matter that it's Uchis Baba is a comma pump amazing?
So he explains over here is because if he's not constantly holding it, maybe he did tshuva. How do
No,
you know where
but
he's holding?
I know, but if the whole playlist is for everybody else and not for him, what's to tell us here?
Stay away from this guy. This
I'll stay
guy
away from.
is a bad
Not that
hashpah.
don't learn from his
Or
ways.
don't learn from his ways, but you can't say, make up a story that, you know, I want to tell people not to, you know, eat treif. So I'm going to use this guy and say, hey, this guy ate treif. Don't be like, right? So Mamela,
That's tells for his 12 for the rabbin to not to get close to him.
right, whatever it is, but it has to be that the guy's still in that parsha. That's the whole point, right? So, you know, how do you know if he's in the parsha or not? So that's what he's saying over here, saying a Kiddush, that by being on the Makom, you can't really know. You're not following around the guy day and night. So the only way you could know is if he's mostly good at doing it. But being on the Makom, being on Chaveroi, he didn't get back to Xela yet. He's still oiches b'dvar. That's the bottom line. So, in other words, in general, in Ben Adam L'Makayim, in Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, you could kind of see in general where the guy's holding.
But it's the same concept. As long if you don't know, if you don't know, maybe he did true, but I've been on later.
No, but
But you said
you know he didn't because the victim is still kvetching. The guy didn't come back to me. He stole my money. They're best from Mechila.
so how do you know by vanilla uncle also maybe can't do that?
Because who's
Because
going
the
to
true.
tell you about it? It's true. Who's made on him? Nobody. He's right. So, the Gemara Chiluk. Do not run to tell people that you had a bad business encounter with someone and he stole money from you or he didn't pay your bills. Even if you know you're not lying, I feel him with Sarfa was a kosher prot. Why? Which is the farce of Canusai. So it's a do tshuva. Rak, what's the kavana? You just want to embarrass him because he bothered you. He got in your way. So Mamela, that's a problem. We said before. So all of a sudden, unbelievable. If Reuven stole money from Shimon, I can go out there, tell people, Reuven's a ganef. I verified it. It's 7 boxes. I checked off everything. Reuven's a ganef. And they'll be like, oh, what's to tell us? Oh, never look Reuven in this guy, low life. Yeah, talk again of our low lives. And then the whole world's gonna say, oh, Reuven's a low life. And then Reuven's gonna be like, why is everyone think I'm a low life? Oh, I'm gonna do tshuva. It's unbelievable. So
what about to get his money back? That's part of tshuva.
We didn't say that.
No, he's saying this can't be it.
But right. I'm not sure. But for me to say it, that Reuven stole money from me, that I can't do because I'm not being called. I can only do it
over somebody
for
else.
Someone else.
Maybe it's talking about it. Maybe it's talking about
right.
I mean, it's a lot of money.
The what?
No, you're not going to push on the kasha. What about the tales of giving back the money?
Because one of the examples Chavos Naim gives is.
He talks a lot of the. He talks a lot about all the other toilets, and he doesn't talk about the toilets of getting back your money.
Like for example, I saw on one of the papers, I forgot which one, recently that they put an ad in to try to get a guy to give a get. There was a whole nice paragraph that he didn't give his wife. Yeah, picture of him. You know, are we allowed to do that? That tales.
Some of the wife is not allowed to, maybe, according to this. I don't know what he's asking. Choshir, Yoyser, Shintor, Biskabu, Fenashar, Mispasa, my name, Lignus, Yoyser, Samach, Yoyser, Nanan. So I'm just eager to put this guy down. Okay?
You mean the person who actually happened to?
No, the guy who stole from me. Okay? Now, he says over here that depends, if you're a chosher person, then maybe you could do it if you're not, you know, you trust yourself to mean
so the person trying to say it's impossible for someone to have a shame shemayim to speak to do it just with Ella. He's always right. Gonna have ulterior motive because he's no Gabadov.
Right. That's about
so
right.
The only time that you really have this heter is if a third party will help you.
Right, which is what I was saying before, that you're really not allowed to ask someone who broke a shidduch about shidduch information about the other party. Because very unlikely that their kavanah is l'shem shemayim to save you from an issue.
Expressing their
more problem. Likely, they're expressing their frustration or trying to bring out a point like, "It wasn't my fault. This guy's nuts." My daughter's amazing. How was this guy? What? No, like sometimes if. It could be that sometimes we'll be like, well, look, both people are great though. No, I have no titles whatsoever. Just we realize we're on Shaka. That's the less likely of both, of less likely scenario.
I'm trying to think of, like, let's say the case of someone stole. Who's the guy that's going to come and tell Lashon Hara to everybody? Or it's not Lashon Hara, I'm saying it's the tale is that he can get involved and it's, why is he doing that? Like,
he doesn't like when people steal money.
That bunch of go around, you know.
It's the principle of the matter. As my friend would say, it was the principle of the matter. How come it didn't bother you so much when it happened to the other guy?
Right.
Right? I'm not angry. It doesn't really, it's not about me, but how can people go do stuff like this? It's the principle of the matter. Mm-hmm. Oh. That's you, it's just the same. Remember that line? Oh, yeah. It didn't seem like the principle of the matter what happened to Yedo.
I guess a rav could do it.
He brings down here cases that a Talmid Chacham could do it.
Even though, like in your example of Shidduch, nobody, no third party will ever know right about what the problem was. You'll never get as good information.
You may never get as bad information.
Anyway. Right.
You're not allowed to see the Lashon Hara. Matzel from the Sano Dan Rech. It's too long. Why is one type to the other? The heter is only because it's tough. So now you should work on yourself and say, call me, I'm going to learn some Mesillas Hashanah. I'm coming back in a week. Here you go. I'm going to be a Chayat Darga. Meaning to say, you have to make sure the person that's talking is not going to give a dog. Okay. Next is going to be a little rough. I think as of now, Tuesday and Thursday are the only days we'll have. We'll learn.
Take what we can get.
What? No, no, Monday and Thursday.
Monday's President's Day. It's a half day.
Monday and Thursday. We'll learn Sunday of wedding, Tuesday of wedding, Wednesday, and be like, what? Matzahs.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Kol Tov, Doc. Enjoy Phoenix.
Thanks. Have a great Shabbos out there.
Thank you.